testimony this afternoon after
we're
lunch.
Continue looking at this
I've been asked to pray for a student in our
area.
Taking
each part of the armor of God specifically.
Many months ago.
Every week.
And the student was being removed from
trying to break it apart in my own heart and my own mind.
And it was
wrong
it was
to pray that prayer
it was,
right
it was
then.
One of those,
God, we are a testimony. We are a witness. Whether for good or for bad, we are a picture of Christ.
Anyway,
we live
I got
in a
word
very,
this afternoon that
live in a very
Sunday,
difficult day,
that child,
to say the least. And Paul writes to the church in Ephesians, and he writes
because they were
in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord
shared Christ with
and
them,
in the power of his
that
might.
Took them
put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand.
The word of God was
stand against the wiles of the devil.
This person said, I just wanted
we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
That prayers
we wrestle against principalities,
is awesome.
Powers,
so, you know, when we think
rulers
about
of darkness of this age,
and the struggles that go on
against spiritual
and
hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, verse 13,
it's good
take
to
up
be
the
reminded
whole armor of God so that
God
you may be able to withstand
in Psalm 3,
in the evil day.
I don't know how your Bible.
And having done all, there's that
titles
busyness
the psalm,
Rhonda just prayed
but,
about. We aren't just to
I have,
sit here and wait.
I grabbed a pew Bible during
we battle for
the
souls
NIV,
of men. We are to be prayer warriors.
Version.
We are to be soul winners. We are to be
psalm
servants
of
the Most High
when he
God.
Fled
verse 14,
from his son,
stand!
Absalom.
Having
now,
girded your waist with
New
truth.
King James has it the same
having
way.
Having put on
and
the breastplate of righteousness.
Title is interesting.
Having
this
shod
is King
your feet
David,
with the
okay?
preparation of
this
the
is
gospel
David, the
of
man
peace.
After
now look
God's
at verse 16.
Heart. This is David as
interesting.
Leading, and he's had several
Paul says now in verse 16, above
as a,
all.
As a leader of men, as a warrior.
Wow.
And yet
he
his
makes
son
a,
had
he,
been.
He changes there. He
you
says
can find
that we
story,
are
way,
to
of,
already
of
have, it's written as a past
battle.
Tense, girded our waist with truth. That should be something
in,
that is happening right now. With the word of God,
First Samuel,
we are to be loosening up all the, or tightening up all the loose ends.
15,
we are to be
through
putting on the breastplate
in
of righteousness
in 14,
as in living a holy life.
But
and
Absalom
we are to have our feet shed with the preparation of the gospel. But then he says in verse 16, now, above
all,
he makes a distinction here.
Get at his
take
dad and to get
the
at
shield
the and in chapter 15
he actually
of 2 Samuel,
gives this,
you
this
find
action.
That
he says,
Absalom
above all,
has,
why is it
has,
so important?
He's put a lot
why
of people around
this
him.
One? Why does
and,
he
and
say,
David
you
comes to the point where he looks at his people and he says,
take the shield of faith
so
that
probably,
you will be
move.
Able to
we
quench
to probably,
all the fiery
remove ourselves
darts
from this place and
of the wicked
come back over here and
you gotta understand
and,
there is an enemy out
and,
there
and gather
and his
together.
Primary goal,
this is
1 Peter 5:8 says, is to destroy
his enemy
us.
Is his own
is,
son.
You know, think of some of the things that God has given us.
Now,
I mean,
you know,
God,
you
God has
think
given
of,
us his word,
it,
his truth.
Many
has
of us in this room,
this?
I know in my own life,
is ours
I some
for the
pretty
taking.
Tough
we are called
battles.
To,
I face some
to take this in, to feast on it,
some
to fill ourselves with the word of God. He has given us, which
you feel
I
like
think is
just,
an awesome gift
you know, you're
sometimes
you're
we overlook. He's given us the church.
Oh, life
he's given
is
us a bride brutal. To be the bride. He's given us
I don't
brothers
think I've ever
and sisters.
Faced,
I've taken recently
a child. Yes,
to be very
I have
specific
the redhead,
when I talk about the church and try
is,
to call us a faith
you know,
family.
Yes, I have the many.
I don't want to just
talk,
call us
a,
you know, we're,
yes,
we're a bunch of Baptists or non-Baptists or traditionalists or non-traditionalists or whatever
soprano,
we are. I want us
diva,
to understand that we truly are a family.
I have these wonderful children that can
we are accountable for one another. God has given us
this
beautiful thing called the church.
Who is looking at an
that's
enemy
in his son
who wants to
destroy. That's why it was so impressed upon me this morning in that baptism to make sure you guys understand that it's not just Brenda and Steve as grandma and grandpa's responsibility
and he's
where
doing
this
everything
child, Jaden, is in
under,
our home to nurture
and
her. It's not just
so
Butch and Barbie
David
who are a vital
as he,
impact
as he
to
flees
nurture her. It's not just
from the holy
teacher,
city that he's built and the kingdom and he kind of heads out into the country and he's dealing with the struggle. He's dealing with the weight of his son who has turned
on
him.
Discipleship role.
So he says, Lord,
in another person's life.
How they have increased who trouble me.
You know what the
NIV says,
do?
Lord,
he has to
how
take
many
away the
foes
God
do I have to face?
If he can't take it away,
it's one thing to face the Philistine.
Power.
It's one thing to face Goliath.
He wants to diminish the power
this,
of God's
but
word
now I have to face my own son.
So he will distract us with things in
this
world.
How much more do I have to endure?
He will distract
you know,
us
we
with
look
the
at our world
this world
today,
so that
Jesus
we
tells
take
us that we're
on
going
the responsibility
to have
of being
face
part of
some
the body
serious
of
battles. In Matthew chapter 24 and elsewhere in the Gospels, where Jesus is speaking about the present day that we live in,
God's grace and mercy by reminding us of our foolish behavior.
Listen, the love that you have for me is going to be tested.
Psalm 103, my wife read it.
He tells his disciples when he's talking about being a follower of him, he literally points out at one point, he says, listen, if the love that you have for your mom or your dad or your wife or your children, if you don't hate them in the way that you compare your love for me, then you are not my disciple. It is one thing to struggle with some of the noise of this world, but to actually have your family
to delegitimize against you. God's grace.
Jesus says there'll be a time in this
God,
day when
ruin you.
Father will be
and
set
Paul says,
against
now,
son.
Pay attention. You got
mother
put
against
something.
Daughter. We're children.
And he gave
will
us three things already. And now this fourth thing, he says, but above all,
because
you got to take a shield.
It's nothing new.
And it's not just any old shield. It's
David
a shield
experienced
of
it in the
faith.
Old Testament.
He uses a very specific word
David
for the word shield.
David experienced it as a king.
In that day, the Roman soldier, and that's
David
who
experienced
it
as a great warrior.
Had
many times
of shield
in my life, my philosophy
one
seems to be,
small,
which is totally wrong, but my philosophy seems
to
be,
their
okay, when I'm on a mountain as high top with God, I'm probably not going to have any enemies. I'm
smacking with my little shield here.
When I'm really doing well, when I'm really serving well, and I'm surrendering well, and I'm leading well, then my life's probably going to flow pretty easily.
By 4 foot tall,
David gives us just the opposite example. When he is king and he is reigning and he is conquering, that is when the enemy is going to attack, and he will set even those who are dearest to us.
A regiment of men who had a shield that was made of good iron or steel.
So
but most
many
of the time
come
it was
against
a very dense
how
wood.
Many,
and
Lord?
That was
how, when is it going to end?
Leather,
in verse 2, he says, many are they who say of me, there is no
so
help for him in God.
Heavy
and then there's this
shield.
Hebrew word, Selah.
And it took a lot of effort
means think on it.
To carry this shield. It
there's
was
like
one
pause.
That was not used so much in hand-to-hand combat.
Have you ever come to that point in your life
when
people just look at you and
go,
he's done.
And it was built in such a way that every Roman soldier that stood line to line, side by side, side by side, side by side, if they were to put their shield side by side and put down behind it, there'd be a solid wall.
Tim shared an incredible testimony about what happened in their
central
class.
So that wall would become
strength. The Baker family.
It would become virtually impenetrable.
I've been there. With parents.
And then
who look
the cool thing was
is
if the
go,
front line had it, and then the next line had it, and the next line had it, and the next line had it.
I've been there in
marriage
cool counseling.
They didn't,
when
just
when one or both
way,
of the partners
they could all put it up
no
this
hope.
Way. So it was not only side by side.
I've been there
in
knocking
back,
on door situations and
so
just cold calling for Jesus in this community, and you get to have a conversation with somebody, and they look at it and you go, look, my world is upside down. There's no way, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. That's
they
what people are saying about David. He,
when they were behind
God, even the world looks at this and says, there's no way I can get through this.
Continuously around in several layers. They were all
ever seen or looked at circumstances
that
according to everything you can come up with in your own mind and own power and own philosophy,
when it would hit into the shield,
no
it would snuff out
unless God shows.
Now, it was kind of cool. I was reading different stories and how this would be a picture. They said it would almost look
saying,
like a porcupine
David
that had
even
been
have
burnt
hope in
because
God.
There'd be all kinds of these little spiny spears.
That's what David
and
says about his situation.
Kind of
people look at this God and it seems totally hopeless. What do I do?
Can you
God,
imagine
how much
the enemy,
more am I going to have to
they're all
endure?
Lined up in their ranks and they've got
no
all
one
their
else.
Arrows.
This is like he's sitting there reading this. It's like
fire.
He's saying, I don't know, God, if I can
and
really deal with this.
God,
I think you've put me in a circumstance
soldier.
That I just don't think
and the Roman
I can deal
soldier
with.
Gets the order to
God,
put up the shield.
Right, or it's fair.
Can you imagine the picture of all this flame and fire and destruction coming towards the army?
There was a group of men that sat
and the army that sent the flame and the fire, they started going, we got him now! And then all of a sudden he goes,
last December, wasn't it? Dale?
It's like the 4th of July,
of
and you buy
that
$150
and
you light it, and it goes,
I know where God's leading me, and I know what God's telling me, but I don't want to go there.
And you're left there
I
thinking,
I don't think I can deal with it. I don't think I can handle it.
I
don't want to endure the heartache.
And if you're like me and Butchie, what you do, or my sons-in-law's, is you try and figure out a way to light this mega thing.
The agony.
When it says, don't get near. But you're like, no, I can do this. And we take a lighter and we try to make our own, and we try to do our own thing.
I said, going through that door.
What normally happens when we do that?
Go through that door.
It blows up in our face.
Hope on the other side.
Are you kind of catching a little bit of a similarity?
And yet I know I got to go through that door. That's where David is. My own son wants to destroy
me. I've given you something.
My own son is out there and he's building an army against, not just a physical army. Go back and read 2 Samuel. Start around chapter 13 and go through 18. He's not just building an army to destroy David physically. He's building an army undermining David's sovereignty, if you will, his power, his authority, undermining whether or not David truly cares for these people, whether he's a quality judge.
Faith to live by.
Absalom is doing everything in his power to literally wipe out the kingdom of David.
That is a faith that comes from God.
It's a type of antichrist.
And Paul reminds the church in Ephesus, and he's reminding us today that the enemy is going to flee.
What do I do? I don't know how to do it. What have I done to deserve this? Lord, I thought I was doing what you wanted me to do. Lord, I thought I was. God, how do I deal with this? And we have the answer. Verse 3, that you have the turn, if you will. Or again, like I said this morning, you have the psalmist who looks at the circumstances and properly evaluates
that sucker up, and you will hide behind it.
And he looks to God.
If you will pick it up
to
over your head,
evaluate who God
then no matter
is
where
what
the
God
darts are coming
so,
from,
in verse
you
one
can
and two,
rest assured
I don't know
that
what
they
to do.
Will not destroy.
I'm messed. I'm scared. I'm awesome. Scared. And yet I know, verse
awesome
three, yet I know that
so
you
awesome
are a
that when it
shield
says here, that they will
for me.
Quench all the fiery
you are a
darts.
Shield.
Don't doubt for a minute that the enemy goes,
you are what I have to hide behind.
Weapon.
I came in here this morning, or Saturday at 4 o'clock, and the youth are putting
around
together their,
seeing, oh,
I sure wish
I
you'd
have found,
you'd have brought, left some up here.
The kid, how can I get into Darren's
excuse me,
life?
Students are
he's
walking around
looking for
shields.
Angles
some of them look
to
like,
get into your life. And he's good at it.
One.
He
Captain
can
America
recognize these things.
Shields. And
I was watching.
Oh, man, that's the one I'd want. And then I saw another one that got a little bit bigger and had that fancy.
And it was one of those home building shows. It's on PBS. It's not on HGTV. It's
Shield that has the points and comes down.
Anyway, it doesn't matter who it was. They were in a
Chevron.
Shop.
When, is it Chevron? Is it when
they were
you have the
describing these people that
the family seal
the
thing?
Shop.
And
the
Crest.
They, do is they take the original.
I thought, oh, I want the one that looks like a Crest because that has my identity on it. You know, and I'm just looking and kind of blinking my own eye. All these shields and I know that I'm going
to
be in Psalm 39 and David says,
"Oh
Lord, you are a shield."
To look at the
and,
original
in my
color
little peon brain,
of
I thought, no, I don't want to hide behind Captain America's little round
thingy,
and I don't want to hide around just some thing of identity.
And they
I want
to
hide
how
in
they
the
were
biggest,
trained to,
baddest,
to find just
thickest,
the smallest,
gnarliest,
minutest,
nastiest,
little,
toughest,
tiny
most outrageous shield
well
I can find. And you start thinking about that, church. All the things we know about who God is and who Christ is and the promises of God. Who's more gnarly? Who's more nasty? Who's more tough than God?
He's well trained.
I mean, the Bible says if God is
to
for
look
us,
at your life,
who can be against
you
us?
You might not be really.
So I'm thinking, okay, so David says this, you, O Lord, you are a shield about me or for me.
And
I like
we've been
the word picture about me. Because when I think of about, I think
so
of
the
you're all
around.
Prowling
around and he's looking.
That
oh,
means when the enemy
when
wants to come up
crack.
And attack me from the rear,
you know what the enemy does?
I don't have to worry. Because God, you got
bang.
Eyes on the rear.
He goes wild. He goes
when,
nuts,
when
so
he tries to outflank me, I don't have to worry,
because
God,
because
you are
destroy.
My flank. You are my side. You are
so if this
my
is a shield of faith that can destroy all arrows,
this is what
all
David
fiery
is saying.
Darts, all
in
the weapons
now,
of the
he's still
don't
hurting, and he's still reeling, and he's still struggling with the idea of his son amassing
and
a vast
evidence
physical army and psychological army against him, and yet he says, okay, even though I know this to be true, what do
those
I know to be
hard
true about
to wrap
God?
Your mind around at times.
This
we
is what we need to
discern.
Learn, church. Even though
and
our circumstances are real, we also
oh
have
God,
to know what is
delay.
Real about God.
My refuge
we have a
always.
Shield.
Now,
who is
for
about
most
us.
Of us, we think of that. We go,
the NIV
yeah,
says
that
around me,
always,
oh Lord, you are my shield. And then NIV verse 3 says, you bestow glory
on me.
On
the storms. But you've got to understand that
you
it is in the
storms. Glory on me. Here's the idea.
I was going to have Shannon get back
God
up and
says, okay.
Show the verse right before
I love this picture
that.
In my mind.
Verse.
I think back to the shepherds
to myself,
on the hillside
I'm singing
watching
these songs.
Their flock
I go, oh my
by
God,
night.
I know he'll never delay.
And
I know
what
he's
appears?
My refuge. He's my strength always.
An angel of the Lord. And then what does Luke tell us
fear,
about
his
the
promise is
glory
true, but that whole
of the
second
Lord that
verse,
did what?
Doesn't it talk about, do we have
shone
words
around
up here?
Them. It enveloped them.
Shannon, can you put them up there? Because I want you all to see this stuff.
David, when you surround me as a shield, then your glory envelops me.
When things don't go as we plan.
Picture this in your eyes.
When life doesn't pan out.
When darkness is around you.
Trouble.
Brady.
I don't even want to say the word.
Every night. We tuck you in.
This is not a
and
good
as soon as all the lights
commercial
are turned off in your room,
for God.
What's in your wall?
In modern day America. Trouble does what? It surrounds me.
Security light.
Chaos
right?
is about.
It doesn't come on.
The enemy
until
has
when?
Got you covered. There's
darkness
no way out. He can
and
shoot you from
room.
Behind.
And that
he can shoot you in the side.
Light.
He can shoot you from
I'm
above.
The guy that
he
likes
can shoot
to go
you
downstairs
below.
And sleep where there is
no matter
light,
what,
right?
you are
I don't want anything bothering me.
Chaos.
That light shines through his room
abounding.
Across the hallway.
The word abounding. You know what that means, right? Doesn't mean flat.
But we
it
don't
means
know
ever
it
increasing.
Until darkness surrounds us.
My soul will rest where? Not in the absence of the enemy who has surrounded me. Not in the absence of chaos that is abounding. My soul rests in you. Do you believe that, church? I mean, is that real for us?
Nothing but
because this is where faith is tested every day of
why?
Our lives.
Because that's where
and we look at this word
glory,
and we go, yes, right? It's such a nice thought. Our children have done the whole thing of the putting on the armor
when
of God in children's church,
like
and they walk around with their cute little cardboard shields and says faith on it. And, oh, it's just a wonderful word from God. And then when chaos surrounds us, or trouble surrounds us and chaos is abounding, I just can't trust God. I just don't, I have a hard time.
You are the one
this is where the
who
enemy
lifts
is attacking
up
us.
My head.
I will not fear the what?
You know, as a parent, when your child is not feeling
do you realize the Bible says,
I won't get too graphic, but when they're sitting on their knees in that one place in the house that has a porcelain
finally,
throne,
my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
What
put on
the
whole armor of God that you may what? Be able to stand against the tricks of the enemy. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against levels of evilness. You and I are in a spiritual war.
Terrible husband.
Most of us will reject the
you'll
idea of spiritual war because we would rather
okay.
look
so
at
you
our
have
personal
no compassion,
circumstances.
So you're from a distance?
I will not fear the war.
The glory of the Lord
I will not
doesn't
fear
shine
the
through
storm.
You. Sorry.
My help is where? What does that mean? My help is on the way.
But you see, that's
two
the picture
things.
That
my
God
help
is
on the way. Number
God
one, my help is on the way. Jesus is coming to my rescue.
I'm not going to just pat
number one,
on
I need
back.
To understand that the disciples got out in a boat one night because they were told by Jesus.
Another picture
get
that I get when I study these words is
get
from
on the
trauma
other side.
Experiences.
Jesus
and some of you
put
in the health profession, you know, when you come upon a trauma,
why
and there's obviously some sort of upper body head trauma and everything. One of the things that you grab first to make sure you immobilize is what?
Most of Christians in America believe that their faith is in a God who will not put them in a storm.
This is God. Saying in your time of trauma,
then their faith
in your time
is not in
of
the
distress,
God of the Bible.
I want you to know that I'm gonna hold on
you
to
and
that
I
which is important.
Don't
the
have
third
to
thing
fear
that
the
we
war.
Can understand from
we
this
don't
thing
have
right
to fear
here,
the storm.
Jesus is the head
why?
Of the church.
Because our help
and
is on
Shelby
the way.
Cole taught
Jesus
me this
Christ
as she recovered from her neck injury.
For those
you know,
boys,
for a long time she wore that,
he did
that thing that kept her head like
Satan.
This, and it kept her immobilized.
In the
so whenever she would walk, and she would need
to
turn over here to look.
For the absence of the storm, and need to start looking for the one who was on the way.
Because she did not have the freedom
the way,
to turn
he's
her
coming
neck.
Back again.
Okay? So in order to look
he's
over there,
back to
her
take
whole
his
body
bride
had to turn.
Out.
Okay? When Christ
on
is holding
date.
Our head, Christ is
that
going to turn our whole life to that
forever.
Which is true. How many of us,
so,
when we walk through life,
some of
are going
so
through life, and all
funny.
Of a sudden, ooh, shiny thing.
We really are. We're silly and funny.
Our head is turned.
I'm the same way.
Our eyes are taken off. Our heart leads us astray. So God says, when I have your head in my hands, when I lift that up, when I'm strengthening it, when I'm the encouragement, when I'm the director, I don't just take your eyes and show you. I take your whole life and show you my goodness.
Some of you are going, we do what? I'm supposed to do that?
David was in a dark place.
He does it
couldn't
really well.
See
you
how anything else could get any worse.
His
enemies surrounded him. His own
vital.
Son wanted to destroy
Jesus
him.
Says,
the world said there's
I'm
no hope for David. That was all
eternity.
Real. But
that's
David said, okay,
so
God, what do you have for me?
My hope
and
is
God
on the way.
Reminded
on,
him
next one.
Of all the promises that God had. So what did David do?
Oh
after he looked at his circumstances, verse 1 and 2, verse 3, he looked at his God, verse
4 of surprise.
Yeah, choice.
That is a statement of my
I
God.
I cried to the Lord.
I'm looking at you. Don't
New
see
King
this.
James says,
pieces of green tape
with
up here all
my
over the stage.
Voice.
And right here,
the NIV says, I cried out loud.
It's supposed to be standing. for something.
I like both of them.
Number
one, I like the New King James because it talks about the personal responsibility. It talks about my voice. Zach Barlett came up here this morning. I quoted scripture to him. Many of you might have heard it. And I said, you know, the Bible says if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, the Bible says you will be saved. If you with your mouth confess that Christ died on the cross for you, if you with your mouth confess with your mouth, believed in your heart that God, that Christ died on the cross, he was buried, and 3 days later he rose again for your newness of life. If you confess right now that you will lay your life down and surrender to your God and Savior Jesus Christ, if you confess with your mouth that you will commit your life to him, and I said, what is the key there, Zach? And he said, my mouth. I said, I pointed right to his little lips and I said, then you have to do it. Are you ready to do it? Yes, I am. With his voice.
They're going to ask you anyway.
His words from his mouth with his heart. That's the idea that David is saying. I cried with my voice to you. I didn't have to go through some mediator. I didn't have to go to somebody else. I could cry directly to you, Lord, and I could do it out loud.
And his son said, my daddy raised me to be that way.
David had a choice to make.
Now, the rest
he
of
had
the story
a choice.
Quick, but I want you to know that, man,
trust his circumstances, which were real.
Because you know there's story. After
trust
story
his after God and his God's promises, which were real.
Is it my daddy's?
Which
faith?
One was he going to choose? He had to choose the better, and the better was to cry out to his God. So he cried out aloud to his God. He cried out to his Lord. What did and it says and he heard me
God,
from his holy
is
mountain,
he the God
his
that
holy
I
hill.
Deem him to be? Or is he
say,
God?
Think on that
and
for just
he allows
a
me to be
I cried
his.
Out to God because I trusted what
this
God
is where the enemy
me.
Will attack us in our faith.
In his word.
So I want to give you three things.
And then
real
look
quick.
At the look at the result.
Thank you.
I lay down.
Find your wife.
And I slept.
Paul says, take up the shield.
Rest.
The shield of faith. Faith is not automatic just because you're a believer.
Rest in what? Nowhere in Psalm 3 does it say that Absalom and his entire army was destroyed.
Active faith.
Nowhere does it say that after David cried out to God that there was no longer any problems. No, it is implicit for you and I to understand that it is still Absalom who wants to destroy David, but David doesn't trust the circumstances anymore. He trusts the Lord, and in that storm, what did David do? The same thing Jesus did in the back of the boat while the storm was raging and the disciples were freaking out.
She stood
Jesus
there because God had been ministering his word to her heart for quite some time.
The disciples had
God
to go back there and say, don't you care? We're going
to
die.
To act
David understood
faith.
The rest.
And God did a wonderful job, if I may say so, of showing
he
her
took a nap.
His draw
he
and
rested.
His love and his desire
and then,
for
look,
her through
and then when I woke
teachers,
up,
through grandmas and grandpas,
I was what?
Through friends of the family,
sustained.
Through this church. She
therefore,
had verses
verse 6,
I, was turning to in her
I will not be afraid
circled, said,
of
what
tens
are you doing? She goes,
of thousands who have set themselves against me all
life.
Around.
Now she
I will not be afraid. I will not.
Do
you see the proclamation
says,
David makes? Though the enemy encamps around me,
born again blood
I don't have to be afraid.
The evidence of what is unseen.
Is he afraid?
And
is he not fearful because the enemy is gone? No.
In the midst
of being totally surrounded,
by his grace.
He's free
but you have
to be
to act.
Fearless.
You have to work out of that salvation. And there's three things I want to share with you this morning.
So he says, arise.
On how you
save
can
me, oh my God.
Trust God.
You have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone.
Number
I love
one,
this.
Actively
now, wait a minute.
Trusting
wait a minute.
God. Actively using that
you
faith
struck all
involves
my enemies
looking
on the
at your circumstances.
This psalm was written while Absalom was building the army. This psalm
looking
was not written post-Absalom. It was
Peter
while
was
Absalom
going
was
down.
Building the army.
The disciples
you see
knew
the problem?
They were
the
going
problem.
To be destroyed in that storm. They recognize and they look at their
we want to praise God
then
after the
God.
Battle has been won for
who
us.
Who was coming?
David said, I praise you, God.
And they were like, whoa! They were freaked
yet to be
out.
Fought. Has been
and
won.
Then the
and
Lord
how did God do it?
To the disciple.
He struck all the enemies
and
on the cheekbone.
And then one disciple said, if it
you've
is
broken
you,
the teeth of the ungodly.
Call me out of the
what
boat.
That means is, though the ungodly
Jesus
speak
do.
Their stuff against
Giddy
me,
up,
God,
Peter.
Though they spew forth their
Peter
lies,
do?
You're
going to
knock their teeth out where they can't talk in a way that's
you and I need to look at our circumstances
Mike
in our
Tyson.
Life. You and I need to then look at God. And then you and I need to make a decision. Are we going to trust our circumstances or are we going to trust God? How many of you spend a lot of time reading in the
are.
Book of Psalms?
We're.
If you don't, I would encourage
saying,
you to pick
awesome
up the Bible
thing.
And open it to the Psalms
salvation,
and just begin to read. Because the Psalms are experiential examples of men
faith.
In desperate circumstances.
What
You will find them happening almost in every page. The psalmist's life is in danger. The psalmist looks at his circumstances. We sang the song about it this morning. The enemies surround me. Chaos is abounding. What do I do, God?
Think about that.
The psalmist looked at all those things.
We call ourselves.
And then he cries out to God for help. And eventually, more times than not, by the end of the psalm, even though his circumstances have not changed, the psalmist is actually rejoicing in what God is providing. You and I, we need to
take set
that.
You out.
Write it down.
Send you out.
Evaluate your circumstances.
Like sheep among wolves.
Don't
I'm going to send you out
look
of the storm.
At your trouble.
But take
look
heart.
At the
be of good courage.
That is surrounding you. Look at the chaos that is abounding.
My salvation
know it.
Is my gift.
And then look to God.
My
His word.
Redemption is
godly
my
people
gift
around you.
My rescue.
Do you know God has put people
unto
in this
you.
Church that He has brought through
don't
difficult
wait.
Times?
For
I don't
the
know
battle
if you know
to
that
be
or not.
Won before you claim it.
Do you know that there is people in this congregation right now
because
sitting in these pews that God has delivered from
and
substance abuse like methamphetamines, heroin, cocaine, marijuana, alcohol? Do you know that God has delivered people from all kinds of financial problems? Do you know that there are people in this room that have actually been married over 50 years and will admit it?
His family betrayed him. And yet,
do you know that there's people in this room that have suffered terrible,
trusted God,
devastating loss,
and found
like
what
loss
he
of
needed
a child.
In God? He found the victory.
Do you know that there's people in this room that have lost their spouses
before the battle?
Tragic accidents have happened. Do you know there's people in this room that have experienced incredible miracles?
David says he's still talking.
For you to neglect or reject the opportunity to experience the power of God through them is like you telling God, God, you ain't worthy of these things.
My word is true.
Evaluate your circumstances.
My word is strength.
And then look to God. If you don't know how to look to God, look to the people God has put in your life.
Leave here with God's word.
As godly examples.
Not just in your hand.
Secondly, actively trusting God requires knowing your weaknesses
and
God's strength.
The Bible says you won't sin.
Knowing that you have limits.
The Bible says you'll be brought nearer to God. The Bible says you'll find great strength in God.
Being honest with yourself.
The Bible says you'll find great
truly who God is.
Take that and say, okay,
having a right view of you and a right view of God.
Knowing that strength.
It's amazing. You can go on to Barna's research. Barna.
Before I eat it.
Lord help us. Lord, I don't remember, but it's Barna Research Group.
God,
and they
may
do all
your
kinds
word
of surveys
not
of Americans
void
primarily,
unto
you and people who call themselves
in
Christians,
and
they ask all
lives.
Kinds of questions of these people.
May
who
we
call
not just be talkers of this
world. Do you realize that
may
an overwhelming majority of people in this world, in this
Father,
country,
may we also
who call themselves Christians,
be
don't know what
people
God
who
has
talk of
them.
Your word. People who
they've
hear
made it up. They get
word.
It from guys like
and
Joel Osteen or bumper stickers or Oprah Winfrey. I just found out
lead
she's
us out into this world,
believe,
Father.
Television
to be light
channel coming out.
And
ain't that awesome?
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
I think it is.
Amen.
You know why? Gives me more stuff to preach about the truth of God. Here's what the world tells you. Here's what God says. Now we have an opportunity to either trust the world or to trust God. Let me tell you, God's going to blow that sucker out of the water. I think God's going to use that as an awesome tool. He might actually allow Oprah to go on gazillions of televisions all around this world so that he can reveal himself. Think about that for a minute. Why does God allow Joel Osteen to continue to grow? So that God can go, I've given you a huge example of what lies are. Bible says that the road, the path, is very, 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 very wide that leads to destruction. But the road or the path that leads to life is very, 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 very narrow. I can't think of a better way to describe narrow than by showing a big, fat, hairy, wide open path. To destruction. Understand, God, you got to actively trust God by knowing who He is. think of this story. I love this story in Scripture. I know I'm running late. If you got better things to do because there's people out there who are lost and you've got an appointment with them today, then you can leave. Okay, you probably all should have already had that appointment. Sarah, remember her Old Testament? She was beyond the ability to conceive. She was like 90 years old in our structure of looking at things. And when she was told that she was going to have a kid, Genesis 18, the angel says, is anything too difficult for the Lord? I wonder if God would ever come to us and ask us that. I mean, I wonder if God would ever come to a person today. I mean, if y'all in this room, most of you would probably say, I'm a follower of Jesus. I'm a disciple. I'm a Christian. My daddy raised me to be that way. Well, what if God came up and to your face this morning, not in a, but the angel of the Lord came up and said, is there anything too tough for God? What would you say? No! Guess what? It's probably going to happen. God's going to put you to the test of your faith. Or maybe at least the devil will. Be careful. Understand your limits, but recognize God's strength. Angel of the Lord says, anything too difficult for the Lord? And then the angel of the Lord says to this, I mean, she laughed. Excuse me? Do you not? You're an angel of the Lord, don't you? Anyway, so the angel of the Lord says, at the appointed time, I will return to you next year. And I love this word. You will have a son. I studied that and thought about that and prayed about that and looked at that and studied that and thought about that. To me, I'm thinking, angel of the Lord's coming back this time next year. And it's not that she's going to be pregnant. He says, I'm coming back. And listen, it's a done deal. You're going to have a son. It's a promise. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Think of your life right now and the struggle that surrounds you, the chaos that is abounding in your life, and ask yourself, is there anything too great for the Lord in this? Is there anything too great for the Lord in this situation? And then listen to him. Listen to him as he reveals himself to you. Too many of us as Christians, I mean, think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Think about those boys standing in front of a fire furnace is killing the guards. And they look at it and go, King, no matter what you tell us, no matter what you require of us, we will trust the Lord. As they're being thrown into the fiery furnace, we will trust the Lord. If he wants me to burn up in here, it's for his glory. If he wants me to dance in here, it's for his glory. But I'm going to trust the Lord. Those are real life situations. Thirdly, actively trusting God means obedience to his command. Throughout Scripture, faith and obedience are they're connected. Genuine faith results in obedience. Real faith, the real test of our faith, will I obey God? Peter is a perfect example. Come on out of the boat. Get on the water. Walk on the water. What did Peter do? He got out of the boat. He was obedient. Faith is linked to obedience. It is a test of real faith. Your faith, if it's truly in God, then obedience becomes normal. It becomes natural. It becomes second nature. Okay, God, I'm going to do this. Okay, God, I'm going to do this. Okay, you want me to do this? You want me to do this? Come so far that a preacher in Las Vegas, Nevada puts it this way. His name is Vance Pittman. Before God even comes, why don't you go ahead and put your yes on the table? Before God even comes and says, this is what's going to be required of you in this, before God even says, get in the boat and go to the other side, go ahead and say, God, I'll get in the boat and go to the other side. Before God shows up this morning and shows you the way through this storm, because 1 Corinthians 10:13 says that God's not going to give you more than you can handle without also providing the way through what you can't handle. So before God puts on your plate what you can't handle, why don't you go ahead and say, God, okay, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust God that no matter the storm and no matter the chaos that is abounding, you are on your way to deliver me. That doesn't happen in most church people's lives today. We require God to show us the way. We require God to answer all of our questions about the way. And we require God to show us the way that we deem necessary for God to get us out of this trouble. And then when God meets our standards, then we agree to do what God calls us to do. That is not faith. Take up your shield. Take up your shield implies that you're not alone. He used that word theros, take up your door. Take up your door and then set it next door next to another door. And then that one set it next to another door. And then that one, another. It goes this way and it goes that way. We live, the Bible says, right there in Ephesians chapter 6, in a dark day. Mark Russell said to me, I have something to share with you, with the church this morning. I don't know when you're going to deem it necessary. But before I give the invitation, I want Mark to come and share with you what the Lord has put on his heart about a certain situation.
And I want you to listen to what Mark has to say, because
somebody else is coming too.
There's more that are coming. You and I cannot know. Shannon, I grabbed the red one. You and I cannot know when the attack will come. But you can know that when the attack comes, victory is in Christ Jesus.
Two of the
what?